we pray? And Jesus replied, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. Have you ever set out to explore the world? It seems so big, and you seem so small. You need a hug to make you feel safe. But just think, God who made the world is closer to you than the wind on your face and the air that you breathe. He loves you as his child and wants you and me to call him Daddy.
Dear God, you are a loving Father and you want us to be your children.
Hallowed be your name. It's hard to imagine what God must be like. He made the whole world, the sun and the sky, the land and the sea, the animals and plants, all the people, and you. It's a wonderful world, and God loves it and takes care of it all the time.
Dear God, I want everyone to know how great and good you are.
Your kingdom come. Some days begin full of hope, but many times it seems that things go wrong. The world seems cruel and people are unkind. If only they would do as God wants, let him be in charge, then everything would be better.
Dear God, I want the world to know you are King.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven. If only creatures didn't fight and kill. If only spring came without a winter time. If only people were kind and loving. If only they would listen to you, dear God, in heaven. The Bible says everything is right and good, as you want it to be.
Dear God, I want the whole world to live as you want.
Give us today our daily bread. Whatever we do, dear God, you still take care of the world. You send rain and sun to make the plants grow so that animals and people can have food and everything they need so they can be happy.
Dear God, please give us food and all we need each day.
Forgive us our sins. Whatever we do, we know that you still want to be friends with us. You still want us to call you Father.
Dear God, please forgive us when we do wrong things.
As we forgive those who sin against us. Why is it that when we get so angry when other people are unkind to us, deep inside we really just want to be friends?
Dear God, help us to forgive those who are unkind to us.
Lead us not into temptation. Why is it that we so often feel it would be fun to do something naughty?
Dear God, please stop us from wanting to do naughty things.
But deliver us from evil. When things go wrong, when something we like gets broken or spoiled, we get cross. We want to get our own back on someone, on anyone.
Dear God, please don't let the badness in the world hurt us or make us hit back.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Sometimes when we feel sad, we wonder where you are. But then we remember how much you love us. We find out over and over again that you are with us, taking care of us always. Amen.
Dear God, help us to remember that you made everything and everyone, and that you are in charge and always will be. Amen.
Thank you, Derek and Ruth. Last year, I went on what's called a silent retreat, which meant for 8 days, I wasn't allowed to say anything other than from 1 hour a day when I could speak to somebody who acted as a spiritual guide. So it was really rather weird not using words. I'd like you to turn to one or two people next to you and without using any words, show them how much you love them, if that's appropriate, or if that's not appropriate, how pleased you are to see them this morning. No words. Okay, that's not too difficult, is it? We've got lots of expressions that show that we appreciate somebody, a hug, a kiss, a handshake, a smile. Okay, now turn to them again, and this time explain where you'd like to go for your ideal holiday, without any words. Have a go. Okay, that's possible, isn't it? We can think of actions for mountains and for sea, for sunshine and sleeping and walking, you know. We can just about get away with that one. Last one I want you to do now is to explain to them where you're going to be this time tomorrow and what you feel about it. Well, a lot of you were having a very good attempt, but it's not very easy, is it? It's not easy to explain... not easy to explain feelings without words. And it's the same when we come to God. We need to listen to him, listen to his words, but also we need to speak to him. We need to listen to his words to get to know him better, and we need to express our words to him so that we can tell him how we feel about what's going on in our lives. And God's given us a way to do both of those, because he's given us his words in the Bible. We sometimes call it God's word, don't we? Because it's how we can find out more about him. But he's also given us prayer so we can express our words to God, tell him how we feel. And we do that when we pray. Prayer is like talking with God, and it's mainly about using words. And in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gave us an example prayer. It wasn't meant to be, this is the only way you pray. It was meant to be an example, showing the sort of things we can talk to God about. We can give him thanks and praise. We can say sorry for the wrong things we've done. We can pray for the world. And with practice, as we practice a prayer, we realise actually it's not about one-way conversation, it's a two-way conversation, because God speaks to us as well. You know, prayer is like a phone, you know, with unlimited minutes, and it goes with you wherever you go, and you never lose that signal. Prayer is always there, and we can always talk to God about how we're feeling. And that leads us into another song which we're going to sing, which you might have heard many years ago. We're going to revive it. It's called Prayer is Like a Telephone. Only it's the old fat telephone's the old fashioned for mobile phone, isn't it, really? But anyway, prayer is like a telephone. So there's some actions here. So prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to Jesus. Yeah? Prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to God. Repeat that. Prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to Jesus. Pick it up and use it every day. And then it says, we can shout out loud. We can whisper softly. You gathered that one, didn't you? We can make no noise at all. But he always hears our call. Okay, let's stand and we'll sing this together. And have a go at the actions. And partway through, the words disappear. It's just actions. It's okay. Go.